If you have a close relative living in the province of Alberta, Canada, you may be able to immigrate. This program is called Alberta Express Entry Stream, Family Connection and In-Demand Skills. To qualify for this program, you need a few things. You should have an Express Entry profile that you've created through the Federal Skilled Worker, Federal Skilled Trades, or the Canadian Experience Class program. You should have a minimum CRS score of 300 points, which is not much. And you must have a close relative like a brother, sister, parents, or a child who is a permanent resident or a citizen in Alberta and they're 18 years old or older. So far, a lot of people will be able to meet these three conditions. Not a big deal, because a lot of people do have siblings in Alberta. The fourth criteria is very important, which is having work experience in an in-demand occupation. And this occupation should be your primary occupation in the Express Entry profile. Since this fourth criteria is lesser known, we'll do a deep dive in it today. Because if you can fulfill all of these four criteria, this means that you may have a very good chance of nomination for PR from Alberta. On their website, AAIP has mentioned three criteria for choosing in-demand occupation. And if we can understand these occupations, we should have a good grasp of what in-demand really means. The first criteria for in-demand occupations is certain occupations in agriculture, construction, healthcare, or tourism and hospitality sectors. There are almost 25 such occupations that I will show you in a minute. The second criteria is in-demand occupations with significant cumulative imbalance on Alberta's occupational outlook. This is a huge list of 497 occupations. I've sorted them such that you can see which ones will have a higher demand in Alberta now and in the future. And the third criteria for in-demand occupations that they've mentioned is that the occupations that are high or in moderately high demand in their short-term employment forecast. These are about 56 occupations that I will also show you in a minute. So let's look at these criteria one by one. So this is Alberta's Occupational Outlook Cumulative Imbalance List. This is a huge list of almost 500 occupations where the province of Alberta, they looked at these occupations and they estimated how many jobs will be created in these occupations over a period of 10 years from 2021 to 2030, how many people will be available to apply for those jobs, and what will be the shortage, if any. So if you look at the first occupation, construction trades, helpers, and laborers, the province assumes that there will be a shortage of almost 3,100 people this year in 2024. And the shortage will keep on increasing, and by 2030, there'll be a shortage of almost 7,800 people in this particular occupation. The occupation code is 4-digit. It's not the latest NOC tier 5-digit code, but that's okay. We still understand what this means. On top of it, you can see that there is a lot of color in this sheet. So what I've done is I've tried to color code occupations from their different in-demand lists and put them in one place so you can see all of it. So let's look at the criteria again. As I mentioned in the video, there is Alberta's Occupational Outlook, which is this list that I've pasted over here. Then they also mentioned occupations that are high or moderately high in demand in their short-term employment forecast, which is this list, short-term employment forecast. And if you scroll down to page number 12 and 13, you can see high demand occupations and moderately high demand occupations. So I took these occupations and put them in this list so it's easier for you. The high demand occupations, I colored them blue. Moderately high occupations, I gave them this lighter blue color. So that gives you an idea that these occupations are in relatively high demand in two different lists. Overall, there will be a shortage in the longer term. Also in the short term list that they have, these occupations are in demand. Also in their website, as I mentioned earlier, they have mentioned that they'll choose occupations from tourism and construction related occupations. So all of these occupations, I took all of these occupations and also mentioned them in that sheet. Okay, so these occupations, as you can see, were given the yellow color. So this particular occupation, program leaders, it's yellow because it is in that list. So this color represents those occupations that are NOC tier 4 or 5. Because they're ineligible for Express Entry, I gave them a different color. So you can see that these top 5 occupations are actually not eligible for Alberta's Express Entry stream, even though they are in-demand occupations. You just can't use them for Express Entry because they are NOC tier 4 or 5. So looking at things from that perspective, registered nurses is the most in-demand occupation in the future. Information systems, analysts, and consultants is very It's in a lot of demand because it's in this list, and it is also in another list, which is occupations that were in Alberta's accelerated tech pathway. Now, this is something that I added because Alberta's accelerated tech pathway has mentioned a few occupations that they use for that stream. And I thought if they're using those occupations, it means that they're also potentially in demand, these 44 occupations. So I gave them this color code. So this is sort of like the key that you can see. And this is the color coding I've done. On top of that, I also looked at the top 10 LMIA positions from the province of Alberta in quarter three of last year. I gave them this gray color. There were a lot of LMIAs for transport truck drivers, for example, and also for steam fitters, pipe fitters. So you can see all of these occupations have been color coded. This area also has a heat map. Green color means the occupation is in a lot of demand. And if you go down to the bottom, it will become red. So all of these occupations that you see in the negative, it means that there is a surplus of professionals in these occupations. Now, this data might not be perfect, but it is from the government of Alberta. Looking at this, retail sales supervisors, there is an excess of professionals in the province of Alberta. There is an excess of cashiers, retail salespersons, manufacturing managers. So that is what their data shows. But having said that, if your occupation is not in a lot of demand, you shouldn't be discouraged. It's good to make a profile anyway. But I hope that this list will give you an idea. I also pasted the occupations over here, accelerated tech pathway related occupations, occupations that are in high demand or moderately high demand, construction and agricultural related occupations I took from Express Entry. So hopefully looking at this summary tab will give you an idea of overall which occupations are in demand. I also mentioned some examples. These are actual people that were able to get through this stream. Bookkeepers, user support technicians, mechanical engineers, retail, wholesale trade managers. These are some of the examples that I saw and I listed from my own experience. Whether or not they're in some list, these professionals were invited for this stream. Okay, so I leave a link for this whole sheet so you can download it. Basically, once you click on the link, you can go to File, Download, Microsoft Excel and save it on your desktop. Even if you don't save it, you should be able to access it online using Google Sheets. This walkthrough would have given you an idea of how to check in-demand occupations. A lot of effort was put to gather these occupations and to summarize this. If you would like to download this file, I will leave a link in the description. You can access it, click on the file, click on download, and then you can download it on your PC and play around with it. Or you can search for your occupation and see where it stands. To conclude, if you have a close relative like a brother, sister, parent, or a child in Alberta, you should create an Express Entry profile because there are some occupations that are present in multiple in-demand lists like software engineers, information system analysts, civil engineers, electrical engineers, web designers, registered nurses, restaurant service managers, etc. So they should have a higher likelihood of success. Even if you think your occupation is not in demand, creating an Express Entry profile is free, so why not do it? Just ensure that you don't make a mistake while choosing your occupation. Do choose Alberta or all provinces in your Express Entry profile so the province knows you are interested in moving there. And if you've been invited from Alberta Express Entry stream under the close relative and occupation in demand substream, do comment and let me know. If you need any help in filing your application or if you have questions, feel free to get in touch. In the next video, we'll discuss Alberta's accelerated tech pathway. Thank you so much.